My name is Faith Crosser. I am 18 years old. Today is December 12th, and I'm speaking with Tara Crosser, who is my mom. We are in Percival, Virginia. Can you tell me about your grandparents?
Yes. So, grandparents, Grandma and Grandpa Baden, they were Mama's parents. Very close with them and pretty much shaped my whole life. We lived with them till I was 4. And Grandma watched me during the day when Mama went to work at the courthouse, and Grandpa was a DC fireman, so he was home a lot, so it was just the three of us, and we hung out all the time and did fun stuff together. And then when Paul came back from the army, we moved into the apartments in Leesburg, and they moved down to Palmyra, the farm. And but it was always very, very close with them, very much like Tanner's with me.
Tell me your favorite memories of me.
So for one, I loved being your kindergarten teacher, and I got to be your kindergarten teacher for 2 years. So we had a lot of special time because you were the youngest of three. So there was not a lot of just me and you time. So it was nice when I was your teacher because we got to have some fun times at school. Also, I loved when we would do our Christmas shopping days, and you would miss school for the day, and I would miss school, and we would go and spend the day shopping and having lunch and just having a special day. And the last memory is when me and you were helping Mama out of the wheelchair.
So that day, from that memory, my mama was sick, and we had to help her go to the bathroom. And when we had picked her up from using the toilet, we were putting her back in her wheelchair, and I had to pull up her pants. Her pants fell down, and I started singing that song, Pants on the Ground, and it was probably the hardest I'd ever seen my mama laugh, especially with everything going on. And we were all laughing, and it was just a really fond memory that I think we all have. Can you tell me one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Yes. It was when I went to my 5-month checkup for Cole, and I was by myself. So I think that's why it was the most, I mean, there's been other hard moments, like Mama having cancer, Mr. Brooke dying, getting a divorce, but there was always people around, and in this instance, it was just me, and they didn't find a heartbeat, and I had to go to the hospital right next door, walk over to get a more detailed ultrasound to make sure that there wasn't a heartbeat, and I just remember, before I went into the, because I'd called Dad, but he wasn't there yet because he was further away, and I had gone into the bathroom stall and just, like, prayed to God, like, please don't let this be happening.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence in your life?
Yes, so the two people that I consider to be the biggest influence outside of family, because of course family influences you, like Mama and Grandma and you kids, Tanner, Cameron. The first one is Mr. Brooke, was my very first mentor, and met him right out of college. He hired me and worked with him for 10 years. But just such an influence on not just the teacher I am, but the parent I am, the how you treat people. And the second person would be Linda Cousins, who also is school related, but she, when I switched from private school to public school, she was my mentor because I'd never taught fourth grade before, and we just became best friends. And she not only became my mentor at school and again very much influenced how I teach and my outlook on life, but also helped me and my kids get out of a very difficult situation.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
So it was all three when you three were born.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be as a kid?
I didn't expect to be divorced.
How did you find your real dad?
Well, I knew about him and I knew where he was, but I was afraid to contact him. So one night we were at cheer and I was working the front desk and you and Haley were practicing, and I went to check my Facebook and I had a message from Jana Wools, and I knew the last name. So it really just kind of freaked me out because I knew that was his last name, and she, I forget what the message was, it was something like,
I'm your sister.
No, it wasn't even worded like that, it was like, you know what, I think it was just a friend request from her, but I knew the last name, so I messaged her, and you had come out from practice, and I was freaking out, and you were like, just message her. And so I messaged her while we were still there, and I was like, hi, do you know? At the time I thought maybe she was like a cousin, or I didn't know I had a sister. And I said, do you know Roland? Because his real name's Roland.
Yeah.
Do you know Roland Wools? And I expected her, I really did expect her to say, like, oh, he's my uncle or something. And she said, he's my dad. And then I didn't know what to say at that point. So I said, well, I guess we should talk. And she said, yeah, because I didn't know how much she knew. And then we ended up talking that night once we got home from cheer. And, instantly hit it off, and then she arranged, and he still didn't know at that point that she had found me, because she had found me on her own. And so she told him that weekend, and then she arranged for us to talk on the phone. So we talked and then met up. That was in May, and I think we went there in June.
What jobs did you have as a teenager, and what did you do with the money that you earned?
I started babysitting when I was 10, and then when I was a junior in high school, so 16, 17, got a job at, me and Aunt Kelly got a job at Pizza Hut because Lisa, her sister, already worked there, so she got us jobs. So we worked at the Pizza Hut in Leesburg. That was my first real job. And then after that, worked there for probably about a year, and then worked at a restaurant across the street, called Howard's. It's like a like a home style type restaurant. And it really just money, because I had to pay for my car and my insurance and clothes and stuff like that.
Do you believe your job is your calling?
Absolutely. Love my job. I've been teaching for 24 years, but even before that, like I said, I started babysitting when I was 10, a lot like Haley. And I feel like I have a good understanding of little kids. Like, I don't do so well with older kids, but I do
have a calling
for younger kids, so yeah, no, I do.